Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the phones right now. NFL Insider, you can check him out on 710 ESPN Seattle, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon. Also, the podcast Schooled with the Professor. John Clayton joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Professor, it's always a pleasure. Let's start with the big news yesterday. Cam Newton signs with the Patriots. It's a one-year deal, veteran minimum, with incentives up to $7.5 million. Are you surprised at how much he's making on this contract, given the fact that he's only 31 and he's a former NFL MVP?
Signed for the minimum. Surprised how low this is, because again, when you're starting to look at Nick Foles at $8 million a year and 7.8 for Marcus Mariota, for him to take 1.2 million, I find it amazing that he was willing to do this. So you put a lot of this on him, but of course, this is a deal probably that is not going to be finalized until the start of training camp, because again, there's no ability for the Patriots to get him to get a physical, and until the physical, they can still back out of the deal. But I'm just amazed how low it is, because again, the incentives may go to $7.5 million, but there's no guarantee how long he's going to be on the field. But I think it's a great move for the Patriots, because hey, in the worst case scenario, if he does well or doesn't do well and leaves next year and gets a starting job someplace else, they'll get a third round compensatory pick if he gets more than $10 million.
Would you anticipate that if he passes the physical and once he gets into camp that the job is his to lose?
I would think so. I mean, remember, Bill Belichick likes Jared Stidham. So it's going to be an open competition, but what you're talking about is a former MVP who only played two games last year. He's really lost his last eight starts in the NFL, but I still think that what ends up happening, if he gets up to speed on the offense, wins the starting job, all of a sudden you start to look at them now. I know the odds makers are coming out, and they gave the edge without Newton to the Bills as far as winning the division. Now the odds are coming out that it's an even race, and I think Cam's the one who could even this race.
Yeah, and John, that's kind of what I wanted to get into with you, is just what you see is the high-end ceiling for the Patriots, assuming let's just assume Newton is solid. He comes in, he wins the job, he's solid. What's the ceiling?
I think the ceiling would probably be 10 wins. Before I thought they were going to be an 8-8, 7-9 team, and so maybe he can add 2 to 3 wins to them if he comes in healthy, does well, picks up the offense real quick. So, and again, now all of a sudden they have a chance to challenge. Because remember, the one thing that Tom Brady has had an advantage of when he was there, and that all the other veteran quarterbacks like Ben Roethlisberger and others, is the fact that it's so young. Because now you have 9 starting quarterbacks in the AFC with 3 years or less experience. And so now if Cam comes in here, picks things up, he's got the experience and the talent that now he can win those games against some of those young quarterbacks.
The Professor John Clayton joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Is it at all coincidental that 18 minutes after Cam Newton signed with the New England Patriots, we got the story that the Patriots were being penalized for videotaping the Cincinnati Bengals in December of last year? John, that announcement came 18 minutes after the Newton announcement. Coincidence or perhaps by design?
I think it was by design. I think that they wanted to try to minimize the fact that they're going to lose a third-round pick, $1.1 million. It's funny because it was like, okay, they have to pay $1.1 million in fine money and just a little bit more than that for Cam Newton. I think, you know, this sounds to me like this may be something that's been working on for the last week or two. Now, there's no other team involved. It was basically the Patriots and the Patriots only. So I think what they wanted to do is kind of, you know, put the right feel on this for the bad thing that they get for that penalty for, you know, Camgate, I guess as you want to call it, Spygate, with the Bengals coaches and taking the shots and all that stuff. So I think this had to be some kind of a plan because it minimized some of the bad thoughts about losing the third round pick and getting, you know, the problems from the league.
Is there some resentment around the league or a feeling that maybe the Patriots are getting off easy as this is now a multiple repeat offense for them basically doing the same sort of thing?
I don't think so. I think most people thought that this is certainly much less than Spygate because Spygate was an entire operation, you know, because it involved, you know, getting the film at halftime, getting it up to the coaches to break it down, getting word into the coaching box to see how they can get the signals down to Tom Brady. I mean, that was an elaborate thing, and that's why, I mean, this one was just basically, you know, looking, you would believe, at least from the league standpoint, that they were spying on the coaches to kind of get their signals and then taking it back so they would have at least an inventory for when they played them later in, or they saw them in the future because, you know, they think that Zach Taylor could be a pretty good coach in Cincinnati. So, no, I thought that I thought it was even going to be a little bit less than that. When this first came out and we found out about it, I thought it was going to be more a fourth or a fifth round pick. So I think a third round pick is, I think, pretty solid as far as the penalty.
John, what do you think the NFL is going to look like amid the pandemic when players start to report to training camp here in about a month? I mean, the league has benefited from the calendar and when everything hit in comparison to other leagues. But how do you think it's going to look? And do you think we're going to get football on time?
I think it is because again, you know, if you delay it, all you do is risk losing more because then that's when the second wave will start in September, October, whatever. So I think you want to try to do what the NFL has done this whole off season. You know, keep things on time and then try to do it because people wanted to delay free agency. That would have been a disaster. Wanted to delay the draft. That was unnecessary. And so you might as well start the season. And right now the only thing that they need to do is get the approval of the Players Association to at least get the rookies and quarterbacks in a week earlier. But, no, I think everything goes off on time. But, again, remember, it's the virus right now that's dictating where things go. So you just have to kind of keep adjusting. But, no, I think it's going to be different, no doubt about it, because, again, trying to fit 90 players in with 6-foot distancing is going to be very difficult. And, again, I think it's going to be the two preseason games, if that. There still might not be any, but I think they are going to try to plan to do two.
John Clayton joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Two-part question for you. Number one, how much of the NFL season is going to depend upon how it works for Major League Baseball and for the NBA? I'd imagine that if one of those just turns out to be a colossal failure, that's probably going to give the NFL some pause. And the second part of the question, has Goodell and the NFL, have they been speaking with Adam Silver and the other leagues to kind of share information and work together to figure out how they're all going to move forward?
Hard to tell on that part because, you know, I don't know if baseball, anybody was working with them because they had such a botched negotiation with the Players Association just to get the 60-game schedule. Probably there might be some contact with the NBA because Silver's done such a great job of putting things together and trying to be safe on all this. So I'm sure that, you know, different people were sharing information. But, you know, the NFL's in a different spot in the positive way and the negative way. The positive spot is that they have $7.7 billion of television money. And so right now they could stand to lose $3 to $5.5 billion, which is, you know, still going to be a little bit less. There's more money there for the NFL. On the bad side of it is the fact that you know, they have to try to accommodate, you know, 90 players through camp and the preseason games, and then, you know, 55 players and, you know, 12 to 14 practice squad players to go through after that. That's going to be the challenge right now to keep as many, because you look at the NBA, you know, they had a 5% rate of positive tests with the 16 of the 300. Think about with three, if they have a 5%, that's going to be 150 players that are going to test positive, and that wouldn't be an outrageous number. That's going to be the stunning thing when camp starts and see how many players do have the virus.
John, I want to switch gears a little bit just quickly about the 49ers. How do you see the George Kittle contract situation playing out?
I think it's going to be tough, because I think it's going to be tough for very many deals to get done. Because first off, you don't know what the cap is going to be. Secondly, you know, it's like how much more than is he want than the highest paid tight end? I mean, he's not going to get $20 million, and he's not going to be paid like a wide receiver. I still think it's going to be a tough deal to get done. It needs to get done. But remember, if you don't know what the cap's going to be for next year, because the cap could go down, it could stay the same, but it's not going to go up. And when you take that $10 million cushion away, that makes things even tougher. So we only have three deals from the year he was drafted, 2017, done, where last year at this time for the 2016 draft, there was nine. But I think it's going to be a real slow year overall to get contract extensions, particularly knowing how much of next year's cap can you eat up.
Great stuff as always. NFL Insider, you can check him out on 710 ESPN Seattle, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon. Don't forget the podcast, Schooled with the Professor. John Clayton with us here on 95.7 The Game. We always appreciate it, Professor. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.